by visiting noblegoldinvestments.com to learn more. I respect this team and you should as well. Call Noble Gold right now. Tell them you heard about investing on my show and they'll find the right plan for your budget. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. noblegoldinvestments.com.
This holiday season, foster hope by giving the gift of a loving home to foster kids. Clark County's Department of Family Services is looking for caregivers to open their homes and hearts to foster youth. From teenagers to toddlers, there are approximately 3,000 children in Clark County foster care system in need of a home. Take the first step and learn more at callmein.vegas to sign up for a non-obligational virtual information session or call 702-455-0181. That's callmein.vegas.
This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
Get into the hottest performing sporty sedan, the all-new redesigned 2021 TLX. With its superior handling, optional drive modes, and advanced technology, it is the best sporty sedan on the road today. And lease a 2021 TLX for only $369 per month. Plus, the first payment is on us. Enter to win a Las Vegas Raiders autographed Josh Jacobs football with Test Drive. Only at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FinleyAcura.com.
OAC, $38.99 due at signing. Excludes tax, title, and dark fees. 36-month lease. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Expires 1/4/20.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. Only five Republican senators voted that the Trump impeachment trial is constitutional. More from Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew.
Republicans have sent their strongest signal yet that the latest effort by Democrats to convict former President Trump will come up short. The Senate voting 55-45 to set aside a motion by Senator Rand Paul declaring the impeachment to be unconstitutional. Democrats gained only five Republican votes as they rejected Paul's largely symbolic motion. It's one he said was meant to put lawmakers on record. Democrats would need 17 Republicans to join them to secure a verdict of guilty. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Biden used his first call with Russia's president to express several U.S. concerns. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In his first call with Vladimir Putin since taking office, the president raised concerns about the arrest of a Russian opposition figure while pressing the Russian president on his nation's involvement in a massive cyber espionage campaign and bounties on American troops in Afghanistan. Senior administration officials say Mr. Biden also recommended that the two nations finalize a five-year extension of an arms control treaty before it expires next month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Officials say a Florida man who had been recently named Paramedic of the Year helped a supervisor steal COVID-19 vaccines meant for first responders. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd said in a news conference that 31-year-old Joshua Colon forged paperwork to help cover up the theft of 30 doses of the Moderna vaccine. Colon was arrested on Monday. He's resigned from the fire department. Colon told investigators a captain with the fire department asked him to take the vaccine. Judge said the captain will be arrested when he returns home from a work assignment. The investigation began when a battalion chief noted discrepancies in the vaccine paperwork. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 22 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available.
A special message to all my friends who own and operate small businesses. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you evaluated your insurance policy? Hey, the world has changed in the last year, but has your commercial insurance kept up? That's where my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are ready to help you and your small business. Blue Sky Insurance offers fresh solutions for general liability, workers' compensation, and something new, cyber insurance. Make a New Year's resolution to review the plan that will protect your business and your income in the year 2021 and beyond. This small business insurance review from Blue Sky Insurance could actually save you money. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service is incredible. Just call or text Blue Sky Insurance at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check it out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 3:04. This KMCQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the first two storms expected to hit the valley this week left some snow in the Spring Mountains, but just dusted the Vegas Valley. The Centennial Hills area got about an inch of snow overnight, with other parts of the valley getting some snow flurries, but no real accumulation. The second storm is forecast to make its way through the valley Thursday or Friday, but only rain is expected. Why? That's the question Governor Sisolak is asking the federal government. Sisolak wants to know why Nevada is near the bottom of the list of the number of COVID-19 vaccines given to the states per capita. The governor also wants the Department of Health and Human Services to find ways to increase the Silver State's allocation immediately. Federal data shows Nevada's gotten the second lowest number of vaccine doses among the states. The nearly 287,000 doses received by Nevada, about 212,000 have been delivered to the counties and other vaccine providers. Well, the Southern Nevada Health District is beginning to contact people who are eligible to get their second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. The health district began administrating the first doses of that Moderna vaccine. That was the week of January 4th. The second dose can be administered after some 28 days.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Quick check on the traffic cams. Right now, we're getting some reduced speeds through the resort area of the 15, south of Flamingo, north at Oki. Also, lane restrictions. That's Interstate 11 northbound at College Drive near Henderson. And you'll touch the brakes as you work your way through the spaghetti bowl right now. It's 515 eastbound at Main.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local on AM 670 KMZQ for a Tuesday. Another kind of a murky looking Tuesday. I will say this, a lot of folks, including our Vice President and General Manager, Andrew Paul, he and his son Harley were out building a snowman this morning. How many times in Vegas do you get to build a snowman? I'm not talking about Mount Charleston. I'm talking about Summerlin. Yeah, great. Really good news. Good news. The other news that we're reporting on today is a change in strategy a little bit by the new incoming president, Joe Biden. What all of us have been looking for, I think, is a nonpartisan, no-nonsense virus strategy. For that, we go to Doug Badger. He's a visiting fellow in domestic policies studies at the Heritage Foundation, the place we go to when we need answers. Doug, how you been? Thanks for joining us.
Doing well, Kevin. Thanks for inviting me.
Let me just ask you, talk a little bit about your strategy. They call it a nonpartisan, no-nonsense virus strategy. Is there something out there that can work?
Well, we believe there is, Kevin, and obviously the immunizations are a big deal, and those are going to take a period of time to work out. But when you think about the things we've looked at so far and what we've been hearing from political leaders, it's generally things that restrain us in some way or constrain us to do things we might not otherwise do. What we haven't looked at yet is a strategy that looks to inform us and empower us, give us a little more control over how we deal with this pandemic. What's missing, and it's not because technology has let us down, these tests I will describe exist, are over-the-counter tests that cost only a couple of bucks. You can do it yourself at home, doesn't have to be sent off to a laboratory, and that will tell you your COVID status in less than 30 minutes.
Is this like a kind of like an EPT test where if it's pink, it's one thing, if it's blue, it's another?
Yeah, very similar. I mean, there are different products that are out there that have been invented and can be produced at the rates of tens of millions per day. But it's the same principle, right? You take a sample. Some of them are saliva. Some is a nasal swab. And you put it in the little device, and you get your answer.
What did the Trump administration do right? What did the Trump administration do wrong when it comes to the coronavirus and some sort of strategy to get us out of this?
Well, the big thing they did right is get the government out of the way. Their big successes were in actually deregulating things. Number one, the FDA. The FDA would normally take years to approve a vaccine. And the Trump administration said, no, we're going to have to run these clinical trials, and the FDA is going to have to get it done quickly, and that's a big plus. They also got the government out of the way on things like telehealth, where we didn't have the ability, and elderly people on Medicare didn't have the ability to see their doctor remotely. Dumbest thing you can do during a pandemic is show up in a doctor's office, where the people might have the disease or an emergency room. And they got that done. So those are some of the big things. Where I wish they had done better is in getting the FDA to approve these rapid tests so that we can find out for ourselves, do I have it, do I not, before I sit down for a family dinner or some kind of a small gathering, and make decisions that are going to protect the people I care about from being infected themselves.
Let me just ask you, because a lot of people have questioned the validity of any of these tests. Elon Musk got four tests done right in a row. Two of them came out positive, two of them came out negative. Why do they not work, and what's your level of confidence in these testing?
We have a high level of confidence, and here's the thing. There are the tests, they're called PCR tests, technically, that you take, at a doctor's office or a pharmacy, and they send it off to a laboratory, and 3 or 4 days later, they'll tell you whether you have it or not. We're really limited to doing about 2 million of those tests a day, and the results, by the time we get the results, in many cases, they're obsolete. The rapid antigen tests are less sensitive than these PCR tests, the self-tests I'm talking about. But you're talking about testing 20 or 30 million people a day, people able to test themselves frequently, so they get a false result. And one test, they get they're very unlikely to get two false results in succession. And most importantly, they get the results immediately, not finding out I didn't have COVID 4 days ago, but finding out your test results now. So, yeah, there's a trade-off in accuracy, but it's made up for in volume, in frequency, and in the rapid result.
looking ahead, we just learned that 200 million more doses are going to be coming to the United States. The government purchasing 200 million more. The big question is, are we equipped nationwide to distribute, to put the vaccine into arms?
You know, I'm optimistic about that. Look, we know that we've never done anything like this before, trying to immunize hundreds of millions of people very quickly. Generally, these are going out to states and county public health departments that don't have experience at this. But over time, these things are going to be available in pharmacies. They're going to be available in an amount where the supply begins to catch up with demand. And look, we're immunizing over 1.2 million people per day. When President Biden took office, he said, oh, we're going to do 100 million shots in 100 days. We're already past that point. And so yesterday he said, okay, we'll make it 150 million shots in 100 days. So this is going a lot more quickly than we think. But, yeah, right now there's some frustration. There are shortages in some places. But I'm confident that over time, this is going to work out.
And the big argument has been, should the federal government dominate? Should they essentially dictate to the states? Or, as the Trump administration did, more or less give the power to the states to distribute the way they want to? Which way is better?
You know, ultimately, whether it's something like vaccinations or an emergency, a hurricane, an earthquake, something of that nature, the federal government provides money. They provide logistical support, but it's the job has to be done by the people on the ground. For example, President Biden's talking about we're going to set up federal immunization centers around the country. We're going to set up 100 of them. Okay. Well, when you do, what's the first thing that has to happen? You have to go to the local officials. You have to figure out what the venue is going to be. You don't know anything about Las Vegas, for example, as a federal official sitting in a cubicle in Washington. So you're ultimately going to have to rely on the state and local people anyway. Now, getting that coordination right is always going to be a little bit of a challenge, but ultimately it's the people on the ground who are going to be delivering the services with federal logistical and monetary support.
Let me ask you, a lot of people have been asking Jen Psaki, the new press secretary in Washington, the HHS people, and a lot of people are asking the question of me, when will we get back to normalcy or whatever the new normal is?
Well, that's unfortunately, I don't have a better answer than Jen Psaki does. Certainly, if we can begin to empower people now to know about their COVID status, there's an article that was published Friday in the Annals of Internal Medicine that says one-third of people who have COVID never develop symptoms. Well, if you never develop symptoms and you never get tested, you could be infecting. I don't care if you wear a mask or distance. You're still at risk of infecting people. If we can test more people and let them know that they have it, then they can take steps that will reduce the transmission. That, coupled with an ongoing immunization program that begins by protecting the elderly and others at greatest risk, I would hope could get us back to something like normal by the summer. But I'm not betting on the Super Bowl because I'm not good at predicting. And sorry, I'm not a Vegas guy when it comes to.
No, I understand. Again, Doug Badger joining us, visiting fellow in domestic policy studies at the Heritage Foundation. I want to ask you about something we're grappling with out here, and it's the schools. When to reopen them? How to reopen them? Do you do it just with at-need students? Do you do it with the whole shoot and match? Do you do some sort of quote hybrid? What about from your perspective?
Well, again, that's a call that has to be made at the county level and the school district level and the state level. But by and large, I mean, we have been very fortunate in this sense. There are very few cases, and certainly very few deaths among school-age children. And the cost of the school closures, keeping kids out of school for months and months and months at a time, it's not just for the at-need students. CDC released a study that how many emergency room mental health visits among school-age children, how those have spiked between January of 2020 and I think the study cut off in October of 2020. We're doing enormous damage to our children. Unless there's some reason, in my view, and again, this is up to the local people to decide, unless there's some compelling reason to believe that you shouldn't have kids getting back into the classroom, I think we know enough about this to say that we ought to be getting these kids back to a more normal routine.
By the way, here's something for your next op-ed. Here in the Clark County School District, the fifth largest school district in the country, we just had a 19th suicide by a student in the last 9 months. That is horrible, and that's a reason why a lot of school districts, including this one, is under a lot of pressure to get the kids back in school. But 19 suicides in just 9 months.
Yeah, you know, the sad part of this is that, again, for kids, this has not been a deadly disease so far, very small numbers. Nursing home residents account for 0.5% of COVID cases and 37% of deaths. And yet we're keeping the kids out of school, and we're not taking the steps we need to protect the nursing home patients. I will never understand that. I think our priorities have been very, very skewed, and I hope that we've learned something from the experience and we'll begin to make adjustments.
So in our final couple of minutes, give us the overview. You're saying we can do better with this whole pandemic thing, distribution, production of enough vaccine. You're saying we can do this. Give me your overview of the good and the bad that's going on right now and how we can do better.
Well, the bad, again, is going to be the FDA in terms of not allowing these self-tests to get into the marketplace and allow us access to them. Some of the good has been the FDA in changing its very hidebound ways and running these clinical trials for the vaccines in a very positive way. The bad, again, has been nursing homes. I will never understand why we didn't intervene so more aggressively to protect our most vulnerable senior citizens. The good is that I do think that we will get the immunizations out and distributed to people, and that we'll see over the next several months, hopefully beginning to turn a corner.
Doug, I know you're not a betting man, but I am, and I'm betting that we'll have you on again because you are full of information, and we need more and more of that out here amongst the people. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you joining us, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Kevin.
There you go. Doug Badger, the visiting fellow in domestic policy studies at the Heritage Foundation. By the way, a darn nice fellow at that. Stick around, more to do. Oh, Karl Rove tells us what's in this $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief aid deal with direct payments and all of that. He'll break it down on the whiteboard for all of us coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
In 2020, Nevada's faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. We're going to get to Karl Rove, but I'm going to do it after the break because I'm running a little short on time. But I do want you to hear... Eric Swalwell. This is cut two. He's the guy that had the deal with the Chinese national, got her a job in his office or something. It's like really bad stuff. But he's finally talking. What he's doing on the Intelligence Committee still, I do not know. But this was Eric Swalwell speaking for the first time about the Chinese liaison. This was on CNN yesterday. Here it is.
Jake, yes, and this is a 2015 meeting about a person that I had as a volunteer back in 2012 on the campaign. The FBI has said that I did nothing wrong. Don't take it from me. There was no wrongdoing. I've learned nothing new. And Speaker Pelosi has said that she's keeping me on the committee. And by the way, Jake, Republicans were briefed on this conduct that this individual was trying to do with me and many other